Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It has been 13 and a half weeks now since we found that Josie has rectal cancer. And I always ask myself, what do I know? So this week, I know that I'm at Josie and Murphy's following the second infusion for chemo that she had on Tuesday, the ones that she does in person at the medical facility. And I've told you that I'm only going to say the truth as I know it here. It doesn't help anyone to say anything else. Josie is truly going through a lot. So where is God in all of that? And why should she have to go through this? And I will tell you that God is with her. 100%, I see and I know that God is with her and that He is gifting her so much along the way, along this new path that she is on. If you yourself are in a struggle and if you are wondering where God is, look for the gifts, turn to God, see what you are being given. And what exactly can I tell you that I mean by that? I've always felt with Josie that she has lived in a way where instead of being able to fully experience the moment that she's in, she is living to get to the next one. She is in type A personality, overachieving, always striving, always thinking, reflecting, what could she do better? How can she succeed? What I am seeing now is God showing her in this journey how to be in the moment, how to live today, how to settle her soul inside herself. And instead of trying to get to the next point, to be alive in this one, to truly enjoy all that she has been given. And I am seeing that. I am seeing Josie, instead of seeing this kinetic two-person vision I would have sometimes, I am seeing her whole and fully formed, becoming the complete in full version of the person that God's created her to be. And I am watching her during this time, being so thankful and helpful and grateful. And what is the term there that keeps repeating itself? It's full. God is filling her up. That doesn't mean the struggle is any less real. It just means she is equipped. She is filled. She is growing. And she is being given so much. And what do you do with that? You share it. And that's what Josie is doing. That's what Murphy is doing. A friend of Josie's, they met for lunch. And after they were together, she told Josie, "You helped me so much today." And isn't that really kind of the reverse I was thinking of how it should be? No. If God is gifting Josie with what she needs, with its the truth and the freedom, she needs to share that. She's called to share it. And that's exactly what she's doing. This time when I've been here, Aunt Carol, they call her Grandma Carol, was here to help Josie. And last night, on her last night here, I heard Grandma Carol thanking Josie for what she was doing for her, for the place and the privilege to be in her life the way that she is. And I watched Josie giving to Carol. I watched it. I saw it. And you're thinking, wait, isn't that the reverse? No. When you are given, you are called to share it. You are called. And Josie is doing that she's called to do. It is also really important to note here that a friend of Josie's and Murphy's, but a college friend of Murphy's, his wife has just been diagnosed with colon cancer. Again, a young person with colon cancer. And he went back This man went back and reread everything that Murphy has written on the Caring Bridge, which Murphy posts to every day. And Murphy has been talking to him, and he said how much of a help Murphy has been. You're called to help others. You are called, and you will find that by doing so, you yourself are gifted. And finally, I'm just going to tell you a quick little story about Evie. On Halloween night, she was beautiful. She was Belle. Josie had made her dress to light up, so there were lights strung all the way through it, and so many people commented on how amazing her dress was. But in order to get out to trick-or-treat on Thursday night, Josie needed to get up and help Evie get ready, go with her. And as I watched it, I knew Josie wasn't feeling great. And I knew that Evie was at the end of a long day. And it just, there was nothing that could be done to please Evie. It just, if you're going to put a shirt underneath, it couldn't be long sleeve under the dress. It couldn't be short sleeve. It couldn't be a tank top. Her hair wasn't, it wasn't working. The shoes weren't going to be right. And I just struggled myself. I was sitting there and I was just sweating, just wanting, you know, it to work out and Josie not have to have this meltdown that her daughter was having. But I saw something in Josie that was just peaceful. And later that night, she shared what was in her mind and in her heart. And it was something I won't forget. Try not to cry here. But what she said was, in that moment, she was thankful that she had a child that could have a meltdown on Halloween. She was thankful right then for that gift of that child. Sometimes that comes with melting down on Halloween, but she didn't miss the joy and the gift that is Evie Medley Mungin. Right then, the immediacy, the knowledge in the moment, that is what Josie is being given. That understanding that goes beyond normal comprehension, that the gift is here in the awareness of what you've been given. Amen. I want to share, as I always want to share, where we all find our strength in God's Word. And the first is, rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, that's 4 through 7. And I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27, 13. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4, 13. Let us pray today. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I don't know the struggles of anyone who might listen to this day, but I know that you do. And together, I'm just praying with them, for them, and for their needs, and that you might be so evident in their day, in this moment, that they cannot do anything but acknowledge you and the gifts that you are giving them. And most of all, the gift of your Son, of Jesus Christ, that gives us a path to you. And Lord, this day, just let us pray and let us say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.